Patriots are nearing the midway point in the season with the bye week on the horizon. But first, it's time for a trip to Buffalo for an AFC East battle against the Bills. Now, looking at the Bills offensively, obviously they want to run the football, but there's a big question mark this week because LeSean McCoy is not anywhere near 100%. We all know the story. Hurt his hamstring in practice heading into the Miami game. He played in Miami despite that, was thoroughly ineffective, had to leave the game, and now he hasn't practiced a whole lot during the course of the week. So the Patriots don't know what they're going to get there, but that doesn't mean the Bills won't run the ball. They have Mike Gillisley, despite limited action, averaging better than 6 yards a carry, and Tyrod Taylor is as dangerous with his legs as he is with his arms. So the Bills are going to still try to run the football. The Patriots are going to have to do a better job of corralling him, corralling those two guys, and making sure they don't let them make any big plays. I think they can get that done. They did it with Le'Veon Bell the week before. I think the last time these two teams met, the Patriots dared Tyrod Taylor to beat him with the arm. They're going to do it again, and they're going to dare him to do it twice. He won't be able to do it. Offensively, the Patriots have a couple of different ways to go here. Buffalo really struggling against the run. Miami's Jay Ajayi had over 200 yards last week. And obviously, the Patriots ran the ball very well last week. With LeGarrette Blount over 100 yards against the Steelers. So this is another game. They could keep it on the ground if they choose. I don't think they will. I think they're going to go after Buffalo's secondary. I think they're going to try to make some plays down the seams. Rob Gronkowski, always extremely difficult to deal with in Buffalo. This is where he seems to have his best games on the road. So I look for Tom Brady to spread him out a little bit, make some plays in the passing game, and put some pressure on that pass rush. Buffalo can get after the pass, Lorenzo Alexander with 9 sacks. But if you can't blitz, it's going to be awfully difficult to get to Tom Brady. As long as that line holds up, the Patriots passing game will be in full gear. It's a very interesting game for the Patriots. I think they have a chance to really put a lock on that AFC East right now. Even though there's half a season left, I think they can do what they've done so many times. You come away with a win and really the division is over. But from Buffalo's perspective, if they can find a way to win, get within a game and have 2 wins over New England, then I think you put a little pressure on the Patriots as they wait Seattle after the bye week. So interesting game to call here. I think the Patriots have an edge. I think they haven't forgotten some things. Number one, they didn't forget what happened before the game started right here in Gillette Stadium the last time these teams played, when they tried to get in Jacoby Brissett's head with the Bills' secondary causing some problems. That's on the Patriots' mind. And Rex Ryan is always on the Patriots' mind, always on Bill Belichick's mind. I look for the Patriots to put up some big-time offense in this game. With Tom Brady the quarterback, it's going to be a different story than it was with Brissett. Patriots win big, 37-17.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.